And I'm now recording the meeting. So it's 8:02. We're going to go ahead and start sectional meeting. Let's start with roll. So I have a kind of a list here. Is Jimmy on? Yes.
Yes.
Is Jim McComb? How about Dick Kavanaugh? Kathleen Prindle?
I'm here.
Justin Kariah. Jeff Smith is here. James Daugherty is here. Do we have Bill or Stephen Plapp on?
I don't think Stephen's going to be on.
Okay. Who else is on that we haven't called out?
Duffy.
Charlie, this is Duffy. Sid Cassidy.
Hey, Sid. We're just doing roll right now.
Yep, I'm on.
In time. Anybody else besides Sid and Duffy? All right. So I've got a couple of things on the agenda, and I'll just start with those things. Somebody's dog's mad. We'll go through those things real quick.
It's the neighbor. I'm just getting home from the neighbor.
Okay, so let's start with the things that I think we can get through pretty quick here. The sectional dates. That was brought up by Jimmy. So, Jimmy, you want to go ahead and address that?
Well, we had, at our last LSE meeting, we had penciled in March 16th through the 19th and July 6th through the 9th. And we just wanted to confirm with you guys that those dates were okay.
And March 16th to 19th, the plan is to have it in Florida Gold Coast.
Correct.
And then July 6th to 9th is Florida Swimming.
Correct.
Okay, I've looked at the March date, and it doesn't interfere with our flags, which is the first time in a while. That's pretty good. Jimmy and I looked at the other dates, USA Swimming. We didn't see anything in March that conflicted. So I guess what we can do here, if there's anybody, if you want to make a motion to accept those dates, and we can start that and have a discussion. Do I hear a motion to accept? Okay.
Yes, motion to accept.
Okay, so it's been motion and it's second. Is there any discussion?
Duffy has a question. I'm not against any date. I'm just trying to figure out what we've done in the past. And if my memory serves correct, which it doesn't always do, we used to try to – I have two concerns, I guess, is we used to try to always go on the second full weekend of both of those months as much as we could. And July 6th and 9th starts to – go into the first week as opposed to the second week. And then the second question is 16 to 19 seems like it might start to run into what the NCSA group does.
It's actually, yeah, they start on the 22nd.
Oh, okay, so they're a week later, so that's good.
So the March 16th to 19th date looks okay, Duffy?
It's a week later than we've traditionally done. I don't have any horses in this race, so I'm just asking questions.
Right.
But we typically have gone with a second weekend as opposed to a third.
Okay. Is there a reason, Jimmy, that you guys came up with that date?
I didn't come up with a date, but I mean, it's penciled in. So.
Okay.
They put RJO weekend on the 10th through the 12th, but we could probably flip-flop that. I'm okay with flip-flopping it. But then that's back on top of your flags, right?
Yeah. Did somebody else just come online?
Yeah. Alan Williams is here now.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, Alan may remember from the there was a reason that the 6th to 9th July was discussed at our tech planning meeting, and I don't have, I thought it had something to do with trying to space out the meet for the senior swimmers. That if we flip-flop that with the next week, that they'd be a little tighter. But, you know, I don't know, Alan, do you remember at all?
No. If you guys give me a chance, maybe my brain will catch up into the conversation. Right.
Well,
US
Open is the 2nd through the 6th, so I don't know if that's why you guys did it.
I can honestly say I don't recall any specific reason off the top of my head. I'm actually trying to grab my calendar, which has the notes in as we talk. Is Jim McCombs on the line? Or not?
Hey, Jim.
Jim, do you not have any recollection of what direction was chosen and why?
I don't think he's here.
I thought he was. My apologies.
Okay.
No worries.
I'm still looking.
I'm
only on my phone. I don't have access to a computer at the moment. But can anybody verify if my memory is correct and look back at the last quad and see if we weren't actually on the second weekend each time? And then maybe we could have a conversation as to why it would be better not to do that.
The only thing I can tell you is right now, this year is 7th to the 10th. And I think we've kept it on about that same weekend.
That weekend gets a day earlier every year.
Yeah, last year, the year before was, I believe, the 11th to the 13th, second weekend also.
Okay. I think at the end of July, 27th, starts Nationals. So if we go a week later, just hypothetical, that's a 13th to the something. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but start the 13th, 14th, 15th or something like that. That puts us
2 weeks out.
No, not even.
It's 12 days.
And that would be the compelling reason to go off the second weekend would be we always try to be at least 3 weeks in front of Nationals.
Okay. So, what I've heard so far, the July 6th to 9th sounds like it's an okay date because it's 3 weeks, just under 3 weeks out of Nationals. And the March 16th to 19th date, our flag meet falls the weekend before that. We have this year and last year fallen on the same weekend. We deal with it. It's okay. But it would be great if we did have it on the 16th to 19th, so we didn't have it on the same weekend. I think everybody would be happy. If it doesn't interfere with the NCSA.
You've got a late Easter, too, so that's good.
I don't know if this bearing has, but the NASA Junior National Championship Cup this year is,
2017, it's the 22nd through the 26th.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Now, is that, excuse me for asking, but is that NASA or NCSA or what? I mean, which one?
NCSA.
Okay. You mentioned NASA. So is that?
Yeah. I'm looking on my computer. I don't see a date set yet for that one for next year. But it's usually around the same time.
Well, this is Sid. Jimmy, where did you get the NCSA dates?
I thought you guys read that off at the last Gulf Coast meeting. It's in my notes. I have NCSA. Okay.
I'm texting Kevin right now.
I'm on the line with Kevin. He thinks we're going to be March 14 to 18.
Okay.
There you go.
But he said they have not confirmed with Orlando the exact date, but he thinks 14 to 18 would be this senior meet, and then our age group meet would be the following week.
NCSA has an age group meet now?
This will be the first one this year during Palm Beach spring break. It follows the week. There's 2 weeks in a row of NCSA meets. They've got a 10 to 14-year-old meet coming up for the first time. So that meet really doesn't matter at all. But and even though we've been on top of sectionals before, John Carroll just said he thinks that that would definitely be our plan, is to stay with March 14 to 18, regardless of what sectionals does. So, I mean, it's really up to us.
Okay.
I think
Jimmy.
I think,
yeah, go ahead.
I think the most important thing to consider is how it fits with flags and RJOs. And less important is NASA and NCSA.
I'm not talking about NASA. I'm talking about NCSA. But
I know.
As it
Hard.
Is, like this year. You know, they're two different meets, but next year our sectional meet in Florida Gold Coast will still be long course, correct?
Correct.
And there's their meet, it's going to be totally short course. And I don't see if the same weekend just have to make a choice. That's just what they do.
Let me say something here.
The planning committee said the opposite 2 weeks ago.
What was it? What do you mean the opposite?
Our Florida Gold Coast board and our technical planning committee put together the schedule with the expectation that at least our athletes, and then we also thought the Florida swimming athletes would have the opportunity to do both if they wanted to, that we didn't want them to have to choose, that negatively impacts both meets. And the athletes.
It probably would, yeah. Yeah.
So we should move sectionals back to the we should flip-flop our JOs. We should flip-flop those weekends.
We should, yes. And then Florida would have to decide to flip-flop or run them both on the same weekend. Or allow them to both be on the same weekend.
Well, we've done that for 2 years.
Right.
I think one thing, Jimmy, we did it a couple years ago. I did both those meets, and I think I might have been one of the only teams that actually did both the meets with a team. I mean, maybe a few swimmers from other teams, but I don't know how many people actually do both those meets. And you're the one hosting the meet down there. So, or not, I shouldn't say that. Florida Gold Coast is hosting the meet. I don't know who's actually having it, but is there really an issue you guys think with having both of them at the same time?
I think there's a problem with having the NCSA and sectionals the same weekend.
Okay.
I think our FGC needs to flip-flop JOs and sectionals.
Well, if we go earlier with the sectional meet, we are doing this based off of NCSA taking that 17th to the 20th or whatever that weekend is, right? 15th to 18th or something?
Yes.
So assuming they take it, and if we move it earlier, then we're okay. If they switch it, we're going to have to move ours again, right?
Well, they're not going to move it earlier, are they?
They won't
move
it. Okay. If they went later, would we have to change it again?
No.
Okay.
And
all right,
we're all
so
I don't
we,
think
we know where we are.
Later.
I'm sorry, what, Sid?
But then I from what they both just told me, I think that, you know, their intention is to keep it on that week, but you know, they certainly want to give deference to our sectional too. We could talk to them and ask them to move it if we thought it was important. But, you know, I don't know, you know, it's a couple weeks till they have another conference call, but, you know, if they do 2 weeks in a row, that you could ask them to do their age group meet first and do the other meet later. I guess, traditionally, they're pretty successful on that week. I'm with you, Charlie. I mean, I think it's very difficult to both meets, even if they're a week apart. There's coaches that can do both. Like this year, I have a group going to sections and a completely different one to NCSAs, and I'll go to both. but if they were the same weekend, I'd have to send an assistant to one of them. But we would do the same thing.
Well, I'm going to recommend, I mean, we've got a motion on the table right now. Jimmy may want to remove that, but I'm going to recommend that, Jimmy, you guys down there, we haven't been a huge supporter of that sectional meet from our association. I mean, although we had a decent group last year, I'm going to let you guys, if you want to withdraw it and put in a new date, and then I'll try my hardest to see if we can switch our flags date. If we can, we can. If we can't, we can't. So do you want to withdraw that motion, Jimmy?
From the
March 15th to 19th.
Or just accept a friendly amendment to make the march the week earlier.
Okay. Do you make that?
He has to accept it.
And do you accept
that?
Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I feel like we're kind of hesitant on this, and I'd hate to have to redo this whole thing in another couple of weeks, but if we do, I guess we have to. All right, so the motion is now that we host the meet. What is that date, March? What would be that previous weekend? Anybody have that in front of them? Jimmy?
I'm looking.
9 to 12?
Okay.
The 9 through the 12? Are you looking at the 16th through the 19th?
Well, right now it's on the 16th to the 19th.
So it'll be 9 through 12.
Okay, so the friendly amendment is to make it March 9th through the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What
any other discussion?
What if we make it short for us? any qualms about
wait,
being short?
Well, before we discuss short course, why don't we finish up with this date? Because would that make a difference? It wouldn't make a difference, right?
No, it won't make a difference.
Okay. So is there any other discussion on the dates? Because right now what we're voting on is March 9th through the 12th, and then July 6th through the 9th. Okay, hearing none. All in favor of those dates, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So those dates pass. Now, what were you saying, Jimmy? You want to talk about short course?
Well, just trying to entice you guys to come to the meet. I mean, the Florida Association doesn't support it, but short course, you know, make you guys support it more. Especially being
I think
right after the Olympic year.
I think our problem has been that it's on our flags weekend. I think that's been what our bigger issue is. So I think we would support it much better if it wasn't on the same weekend as flags. Whether it's short course or not. Yeah.
We could also, if we decide upon those dates, flags are over, we can at least make a request to change our flags earlier in hopes of gaining more support for the Florida Gold Coast sectional.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt to bring it up. I don't know when we do that. We'll have to, that's on us though. So we can discuss that. After the meeting, we can figure out a way to do that and try it. But so we have the dates. Now you want to discuss the short course.
Well, I'm just asking, do you guys think short course would be good at that time, right after the Olympics, or keep it long course?
On a personal note, we don't have a meter pool until June. Even though we swim that meters every year, we seem to do pretty well. We don't have a meters pool, so I always would love to swim short course for a shave and taper meet. But that's me personally. There's other people that start training in January. I can't speak for anyone else, so I don't know if anybody else wants to discuss it.
Yeah,
I don't have any of these athletes anymore, but when we in South Florida, when we didn't have a senior champs meet, I liked having, and for many years I fought for a short course sectional, but now that we have a senior champs, I definitely see the advantage to a long course sectional in the springtime, plus the NCSA is going to give us a short or a short and long version. So it it does help us attract, outsiders as well. The harder meet.
I'm World Championships, right? Okay.
What's that?
All right. I was just going to say that the World Championships and stuff are next year, right?
Probably.
Yeah,
I think so. Every odd year, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. So there's no motion on the table for that. We can bring that up again, Jimmy, in our next meeting. But right
That's
now, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere.
No, I'm fine with the long course meet. I get plenty of outside teams coming in, so.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right. So the dates are down. We got that done. We are, and the next thing I have here is senior circuit review.
Yeah, I brought that up.
I
think it's worth just discussing how it's going. At our recent Florida Gold Coast board meeting, there were just some questions about it. There were some coaches that were questioning our rationale behind the flat entry fee, and I kind of wanted to go through and see if you guys had any thoughts on how it's going this year, and I just want to review how many meets we have for senior circuit.
I have a question.
Okay.
This is Alan. I'm looking back at the last sectional committee meeting minutes that we had, and it's thought down that there was going to be a senior committee that would meet and do all this discussion. I don't know why we're going to do it here on this conference. The committee should be doing it.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. It doesn't mean we couldn't bring it up here, but you're right. We can still, and I'm Kathleen, I think I'm on it with you.
I did not.
But,
all right.
But that's fine. I mean, she and I can discuss it. If you guys, one thing I do think we need to discuss, though, is the bowls one that they're having is on April 9th weekend. I talked with John, and the question is, okay, we know that the Florida Gulf Coast University one on May 13th to 15th is going to be a three-day prelim final meet because of the Olympic trials. So, and we all talked about that there, and that meet's set. The question is the bowls one. It's early April. I'm under the feeling that it does not need to be a prelim final type format meet. I don't even think it needs to be a three-day meet. So John said he would like to recommend, if possible, he does either a two-session on Saturday or a two-session on Saturday and one Sunday morning. He said whatever we come up with, he'll do, but so that's what John's asking, if that's possible to do that type of session that we did at Indian River and down in Stewart, the first one we had for the April 9th one at Bowles. What do you guys think?
I think the host should host the meet they want to host.
Okay. But the question is, he was wondering, should he do a two-session like a 10 o'clock and a 4 o'clock start on Saturday, or should he do a three-session on Saturday and one on Sunday morning? Would it make a difference? I mean,
2-1 and 3-1?
What?
2-1 or 3-1?
Two on Saturday.
Yeah.
Or 2 on Saturday and 1 on Sunday.
Oh, gotcha. You guys that have the swimmers need to talk.
Well, I think when we originally talked about it, when we were at convention, if I recall correctly, it was 2 on Saturday and 1 on Sunday. But personally speaking, I have no problem with leaving it up to the meet host to decide what they feel is best for that time period.
Okay. I will talk to John, and we will come up with something and get it to you guys by the end of the week. If that's good with everybody. All right. And the one in Florida Gulf Coast set. And Kathleen, you and I, and whoever else is on that committee, we got to pick a couple people, I guess, if we don't know who they are. And we need to revisit the whole senior circuit concept. And I can tell you one of the things we'll discuss is whether or not to continue doing it on a statewide level or whatever. So, but that's something, since we have this year done, we should probably try and figure out something by the end of summer to propose for next year, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Kathleen and I will be on that. We're good to go. What else? Is there anything else? I have no other, nothing else on my notes. All right.
All right.
Is there any new business? No? All right. So we'll end the meeting. I just want to say thanks to everybody for coming. And I'll see you guys soon. A few weeks.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
See you, Duffy.